ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 16 Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Vichakshano syarhati veditum vivor ananta parasya nivritita sukam pravartamanasya gunair anatmanas Toto Bhavan Darshaya Chestitam Vibho Vichakshano Syarati Veritum Vibhur Ananta Parasya Nivritita Sukam Pavartamanasya Gunar Anatmanas Sato bhavandarshaya chestitum vibho Vichakshano syarhati veditam vibhor Ananta parasya nirvitita tsukam Pravarta manasya gunar anatmanas Tato bhavan darshaya chestitam vimoho Vichakshano syarhati veritum vibhor Ananta parasya nivrittita sukam Pravarta manasya gunar anatmanas Tato bhavan darshaya chestitam vibhoho. Vichakshano syarhati peritum vibhor. Ananta parasya nivritita sukam. Brahmatmanasya gunair anatmanas Tato bhavan darshaya chestitam vibho Chakshano syarati veritum vibhur Ananta parasya nivritita kam Artamanasya gunar anatmanas Tobhavan darshaya chestitam vibho Vichakshano syarhati peritum vibhur Ananta parasya nivritita sukam Pravartamanasya gunar anatmanas Tato bhavandarshaya chestitam vibho Chakshano syarati peritum vibhor Ananta parasya nivritita sukam Pravartamanasya gunar anatmanas Tato bhavan darshaya chestitam vibho Chakshato syarati veritum vibho Ananta parasya nivritita sukam Pravartamanasya gunar anatmanas Tato bhavandar sayachistitam vibho. Matajis. Vichakshano syarati peritam vibho. Ananta parasya pititar vinam. Vartamanasya gunar anatmanas. Tato bhavandar sayat sitam vibho. Vichakshana. Very expert. Asya. Of him. Arhati. Deserves. Veritum. To understand. Vibho. Of the Lord. Ananta parasya of the unlimited. Nivritita, retired from. Sukham, material happiness. Pravarta, pravarta manasya, those who are attached to. Gunai, by the material qualities. Anatmana, devoid of knowledge and spiritual value. Tata, therefore, Bhavan, your goodness. Darshaya, show the ways. Chastitum, activities. Vibho, of the Lord. The Supreme Lord is unlimited. Only a very expert personality retired from the activities of material happiness deserves to understand this knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, those who are not so well situated due to material attachment should be shown the ways of transcendental realization by your goodness through descriptions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Theological science is a difficult subject, especially when it deals with the transcendental nature of God. It is not a subject to be understood by persons who are too much attached to material activities. Only the very expert who have almost retired from materialistic activities by culture of spiritual knowledge can be admitted to the study of this great science. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that out of many hundreds and thousands of men, only one person deserves to enter into transcendental realization. And out of many thousands of such transcendentally realized persons, only a few can understand the theological science specifically dealing with God as a person. Sri Vyasadeva is therefore advised by Narada to describe the science of God directly by relating his transcendental activities. Vyasadeva is himself a personality expert in this science, and he is unattached to material enjoyment. Therefore, he is the right person to describe it, and Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, is the right person to receive it. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, and therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses. Because it contains the transcendental activities of the Lord, there is no difference between the Lord and the literature. The literature is the factual literary incarnation of the Lord. So the layman can hear the narration of the activities of the Lord. Thereby, they are able to associate with the Lord and thus gradually become purified from material diseases. The expert devotees also can discover novel ways and means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstance. Devotional service is dynamic activity, and the expert devotees can find out competent means to inject it into the dull brains of the materialistic population. Such transcendental activities of the devotees for the service of the Lord can bring a new order of life to the foolish society of materialistic men. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his subsequent followers exhibited expert dexterity in this connection. By following the same method, one can bring the materialistic men of this age of quarrel into order for peaceful life and transcendental realization. Bichakshano syarita veditum vibhor anantaparasya nivritita sukham pravarta manasya gunayaranat manas tato bhavandarshaya chastitum vibho. Supreme Lord is unlimited. Only a very expert personality retired from the activities of material happiness deserves to understand this knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, those who are not so well situated due to material attachment should be shown the way of transcendental realization by your goodness through descriptions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Om Jnanatmirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So, one word in this verse, nivritita, which is described as retired from. Nivrititarshayar upagiyamanat bhavasarachotra manobiramat kautama sloka gunavanarat puman virajeta vigna pasugnat. Nivrititarshayar, one who is retired, freed from attraction to this material world, nirvritita. This is the saintly person. Nirvritita shaya upagiya manat bhavau sadachotra manobiramat. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes that one can get freed from the material disease. That material disease is not the flu or cancer or failure of eyesight. That material disease is bhavaroga, birth, death, disease, and old age. The miseries of material life, Ariatmika, Aribaltika, Aridaivika, Klesha. From other living entities, from our own mind. These are the real diseases, the disease of this material world. And the medicine for the disease, as described here in this verse, Enecheo Sodimaya Nashibaru Lagi Harinama Maha Mantra. What is that? Lao Tumi Magi. Enecheo Sodimaya. The medicine, the Au Saudi. It isn't a statin, it isn't a prill. It isn't some kind of, what do you call, antibiotic. That medicine, which is described as the Bhava Saudi, Bhava Sada Chotra Manobiramat. The Bhava Saudi is the medicine to wipe out the real disease that we're suffering. Material disease we all have. Everybody got the flu. Everybody got a cold. Everybody in the East Coast is freezing to death. What is that cyclone, whatever they're calling? Most freezing weather. But the real disease is Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samudbhava. Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Mada Matsarya. The disease of the soul. Birth, death, disease, and old age. And the diseases that are there. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, and envy of other living entities. Madness. Nunam, Pramatak, Krute Vikarma. They're mad after material sense gratification. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, people in this world, they're mad. We shouldn't think, oh, that's such a great person. Someone came up to me and said, sometimes in your class you say that these people aren't so wonderful. I've met a lot of wonderful people. Srimad Bhagavatam describes them as very wonderful. Nunam pramata krute vikarma. Wonderful madmen and mad ladies. Insane. Because natevidu swargagati hibishnu. They have no idea what the goal of life is. Why are we here? Why are we suffering? How do I get out of the suffering? That is given by Srila Vyasadeva. That is given in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhava Saudi, the medicine, NHAO Saudi Maya, Hari Nama Maha Mantra, Lotu Mimagi. This chanting of Hare Krishna and engaging in the devotional service of the Lord is practical, everyday activity that can raise one to the spiritual platform. Just like Madhavendra Puri, he was the spiritual master of Ishwara Puri, who was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead and performing his austerities and penances so severely, at times fasting for the pleasure of the Lord, that Krishna himself came to bring him some dude, some milk. He was very surprised. Who is this amazing person? And later, in a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw this person again, this little boy, Gopal. And he said, I've been buried in these bushes here in Vrindavan because of the attacks of the foreigners, other persons. The priest hid me in this bush, and because he feared for his life, he also fled. Please get me out of here. So Madhavendra Puri went. He had this ecstatic dream. It was the same person who had brought him the milk. And he went to the place with other devotees and brought out the Gopal deity to install on top of Govardhan Hill. And for years, that deity was being worshipped by Madhavendra Puri and his associates. And Madhavendra Puri had another dream. Gopal came to him and said, you know, when I was under the ground, it was very hot for me. in those bushes when I was being hidden from the others, attackers. And I really would appreciate a little sandalwood. If you could get me some sandalwood, Malayan sandalwood, so you could put it on me. Just like we did a Mundan ceremony last week. In the Mundan ceremony, when you shave the head of the child, normally in India, they put the sandalwood on the head for cooling. Because the child at 1 year old is very disturbed, just like our beautiful baby, always running around, extremely disturbed. I think he was so disturbed he broke his arm yesterday or the day before. I saw he had a cast on. So they put sandalwood on the head to cool down the baby, cool down the infant. So this way, Gopal also wanted sandalwood so he could be cooled down. So Madhavendra Puri immediately went to get the sandalwood. And in his travels, he came upon a temple of Gopinath. And at that temple, the priest told him that there's this wonderful sweet rice that we prepare, this chira for Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri was thinking, oh, I'd like to taste that sweet rice so I could make some sweet rice for my Gopal deity. And in this way, because he was thinking of tasting, and he thought, I've committed some grave offense while the food is being offered to the deity, he left that place and considered himself to be offensive. But the pujari wanted to give him. And of course, Gopinath came to that pujari in the evening, and he said that I have saved one of the jars, one of the pots of chira for this sadhu, Madhavendra Puri, you bring it to him. So the pujari got up, he immediately went. Sure enough, there was one out of the 12 that were offered, there was one that was still there. He ran to the market. Madhavendra Puri, is there someone here named Madhavendra Puri? And he gave that chira. He said, Gopinath has saved this chira for you and wants you to bring it for your deity and wants you to have it. He took all the pieces of the pot even and was just taking little piece of the pot every day to relish that chira. So this is the pastime of Chira Chora Gopinath, of the Lord who came to the pujari in a dream, who stole the chira for his great devotee. This is the science of Krishna consciousness. It's transcendental. It's beyond this material realm. So much so that even the devotee can dream of the spiritual master in Krishna. And when the devotee dreams of the spiritual master in Krishna, that is the spiritual master actually coming to the devotee. We've all had so many dreams. Every night we dream. Myself, I had one dream. I was with Banabhata Prabhu in Boston a few weeks ago, month ago. And I think right around that time or just after, I had this dream that we were together and we were at this big international temple. And somehow it was years ago. And in the dream, Srila Prabhupada was in the temple room himself, personally. He was there. And the devotees outside said to us that you guys have to go in the temple room because Srila Prabhupada is there. And he just asked Bhrigupati to come sit by him. I was like, Bhrigupati? Are you serious? In my criticizing way. But I thought, if he is in there, we got to go in there. I've got to go in there. Before we went into the temple, someone came up to us and was discussing some mundane topic about material happiness, not very spiritual. And I realized Srila Prabhupada is sitting there. He's giving the class. Actually, it was a little different. But he's in the temple. We're going to see Srila Prabhupada. We can't deal with these mundane topics and ideas, stupidity. So we went in the room and sat with the entourage. And there was some scene where one devotee was next to a pulpit, another devotee next to another pulpit. Prabhupada was sitting there with all the devotees surrounding him. And it was a transcendental scene somehow or other. They were presenting different points of argument, like a lawyer at his pulpit. One was presenting this point, one was presenting that point. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting there and hearing the viewpoints. And I was thinking that I'm so happy to be in the transcendental association of the pure devotee of the Lord. That this is what our life is about. So many mundane activities, so many mental speculations, so many sensual situations, even in so-called spirituality, spirituality without personality, so-called spirituality, spirituality full of sensuality. But this, Nivrittitar Shire Upagiya Manat Bhavasara Chotra Manobiramat. This most renounced, this totally spiritual association, which all of us, it isn't that just someone who's Prabhupada's disciple can dream of Srila Prabhupada, or can experience the association of the pure devotee and Krishna. We all have, and we all have experienced. Otherwise, why you stay? We've all experienced that totally spiritual platform. And that is what is the impetus to keep us going in Krishna consciousness. That is what is being described in this verse. The true taste of devotional sentiment. Bhavagrahi Janardana. One actually advances in spiritual life according to one's bhavagrahi. Bhavagrahi Janardana, one's devotional sentiment, that one is giving all of one's love and devotion, one's feelings to the spiritual master and Lord Krishna. So much so that one's thinking of the spiritual master and Krishna 24 hours in a day. I told this story before. When I first came to Krishna consciousness in Seattle, there was a young devotee there, Nistula. And sometimes he'd wander off from the Harinam party and the book distribution party. In those days, they'd chant with Harinam, and then if you had to do something, you'd go distribute books all day. And he was wandering off looking in a building inside the store. I think it was a Marshall Fields. And after a month being there, in those days, things were different. I was made the Sankirtan leader, I think after 3 weeks, because I knew how to use a calculator. We didn't have computers yet. I could use a calculator and I could speak a little bit. I went to college. So I went up to Nistula. What are you doing, Nistula? And he was looking at the building. Wouldn't this make a great temple? He immediately came back. He was actually senior to me by some months, a month or two. And he said, wouldn't this make a great temple for Lord Jagannath? In Seattle, the deities are Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra in those days. And I looked and I said, yeah, actually that would make it nice. And I saw he was thinking, somehow or other, absorbed in thought of Krishna. Wouldn't this be a beautiful temple? Wouldn't it be wonderful to do something like this for Krishna? So this is our goal in life, to think of Krishna, plan for Krishna 24 hours in a day, to meditate on the spiritual master, the spiritual master's instructions, and the service of the spiritual master 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. It's very personal. It's not impersonal. And you judge a thing by its fruit. You judge a tree, palena parichiyate. You judge a tree by its fruit tasting sweet. If a fruit tastes very sweet, oh, that's a nice tree. So similarly, you judge a thing by its result. Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada points out that one should utilize one's intelligence, time, place, and circumstance, to think of unique and special ways to spread the holy name of the Lord. But that means that you judge a tree by its fruit. You judge a thing by its result. If one is not making people Krishna conscious, but is turning people into Buddhists, maybe we're not utilizing our brain properly or enough. If one is not bringing people to the personality of Godhead, but is bringing people to the light, and people think, I've reached the final goal of life, the light, I've seen the light, then I think we haven't really utilized our brain properly. You judge a thing by its result. Somehow or other, if they become Krishna conscious, if they chant and they dance and they understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that preaching is encouraged. So we're so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada came and gave us a movement like this so that we could take up real spiritual life. Because Dharma Projita Kaitavutra Paramoni Matsaranam Satam. In this Kali Yuga, there's so much Dharma Projita, false religiosity. There's so much Kaitava Dharma, so-called spirituality, the spirituality of abundance in the West. So much they're preaching the spirituality of abundance, that if you serve God, He'll give you a beautiful house, a beautiful wife. I might not know the scriptures as well as other preachers, but I'm better looking than any other preacher. So-called spirituality of abundance, we hear the Western men preach. But actual spirituality has nothing to do with material abundance. Actually, Krishna takes away that abundance in the first stage of spirituality. Spirituality has nothing to do with material life. What is that? Kamasya nendriya pratiru ilabhu jivita yavita jivasya tat vijignasya narto yascheya karmabhi. That material, spiritual life doesn't depend at all on material activity or material life. We've seen people come to our movement. They're not such a material success, but they become very successful spiritually in Krishna consciousness. Or someone may be a great material success and have so much strategic ideas and make so many plans strategically, but they may not be so spiritually advanced, and they may forget to add spirituality into their plans. Therefore, we should desire for that which is the most spiritual. What's that verse? One should desire that thing which has no material connection. What is that verse in the Bhagavatam? Huh? That's it. Say it one more time. Tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido. Prabhupada would quote all the time. Tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido. One should aspire for that which is totally spiritual, which has nothing to do with this material world, which has nothing to do with sense gratification, gross and subtle. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. What did I miss? I didn't Yeah.